how important is that to your confidence?
To my confidence, I mean, it's I wanted to be here, and I'm glad it got done, and I can focus on football, just period. And it's a lot of confidence. I'm in the defense that I played in last year and the year before that under Crocker and Roy Williams and everybody, and it's pretty confidence to me.
There's parts that move out, there's parts that move in. Do you think this defense could be at least as good, if not better?
I mean, that's Zim's job to make it, to do all that. It's my job to play football. So whoever he put out there on the field and Marvin them, and we just got to come together as a team and play football.
Is there an anxiousness right now to play football again?
Oh, man, it's been a while, but it came fast. I mean, I'm happy to be back and get being around the guys and ready to get after it this evening.
Is there a push, I guess, maybe to turn the other team over a little bit more this year than what happened last year, especially the interception route?
What you mean, the interception route?
Well, there wasn't a whole lot of that going on last year.
I mean, we won games. I mean, interceptions are going to come. So, I mean, you can't force nothing, and that's when you get in trouble. Trying to force stuff and trying to do stuff that you're not supposed to do. And we just got to keep playing football and, you know, let it take care of itself.
Because it seemed like last year there was a concentration or maybe a theme of this defense putting more pressure on the opposing quarterback. Is there a theme this year going in on what you would concentrate on maybe making this defense better?
I mean, like I said, we got to come together as a team, and that's just part of camp. That's why we're here in camp to get that chemistry going and stuff. And I just hope everybody is all in and just come in here ready to play.
I caught part of the end of what John had asked you, and does it feel like camp, that you're in a hotel and you're here where you are for OTAs and the season, and does it feel like just kind of normal season practice now?
Oh, man, it's the first day, so I can't speak on that. I mean, you got to get into it after a while then see how your body and everything feel. I mean, some guys just – seem like it's regular practice. Some guys, it'll take a toll on them, but you just got to stay focused and keep grinding it out.
So when you look around at this defense, and Reggie, it's, I think some people made this comment there in the spring. Guys are big, guys are fast. Have you noticed that when you're out there that the defense seems to be
I mean, you got Taylor Mays and Jeremy Miles and George next to me, so them some towers. So, of course, they big and fast. They got a different type of G. I mean, I might be the smallest safety we got right now.
seems like there's a lot of potential firepower on this defense.
Oh, man, we got a lot of talent on defense, and it's all about putting it together and putting everybody in their right spots and stuff. Like I said, we got a talented young group, and like I said, we got Taylor, Sands, Jeremy, and George, and everybody. And we just got to get after it, man. We got a young defense, and we just got to come in here hungry to go.
How good do you think you guys can be? I mean, you were seventh last year, you know, and you get this infusion of talent.
I mean, that was last year, and we just trying to make a statement this year. And like I said, that started with camp, so we'll see how it goes.
Because even if you look up front, you get like Michael Johnson, 6'7", Dunlap, 6'6", Devin Still, the guy you got is like, you know, he's 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
These guys just seem like, and they can run. They can all run and are athletic. You ever, you know, you've been around some clubs before. Is it about as fast as you've seen a defense?
Like I said, we got a lot of talented guys, and it's not my to see who be out there, whatever. It's like the Zim and Marvin and the higher upper people. So whatever they put out there, you know, it's going to be talent and something that they can coach up and go from there.
Do you feel like the leader back there, though?
Oh, man, it's a lot of talking. I do, because, you know, when Croc was here, and you know, he had took over, and, you know, he taught me a lot of things, and I learned a lot from Croc, and he was a great leader here on his defense, and, you know, those were some big shoes to fill, and, you know, I'm working on that in camp.